I've often considered coming up here, saying Happy Easter, and sitting down. And I know you'd be thrilled if I did it. I'm not going to. One of the reasons that that's so tempting is because trying to communicate in words what the disciples experienced at the resurrection is almost impossible. There's just no way for us to quite grasp it. But if we're going to try, I think we have to do it in the same way they did, by following their journey and experiencing it through them. Now, Mary Magdalene, she's often called the first witness to the resurrection. And that is true, she was. That actually comes later in the story. In the gospel we hear this morning, there is no resurrection. We don't see Christ. And I think that's on purpose, because Mary Magdalene was also the first witness to the empty tomb. We have to try and understand how she felt in that moment. She had spent years of her life following Jesus. She had wept and washed his feet in her tears, anointed him with oil, followed him and listened to him, was even with him at the crucifixion. And so when she comes to the tomb early in the morning, she's not expecting to find it empty. There has to be a lot more going on inside her than just mere surprise. There has to be anger, disappointment, fear. She has to be wondering, was all of this in vain? Had she wasted her life following this man? But she didn't stop there. She didn't let all of those things overcome her. She poured them out into that empty tomb and then left and came back again and kept coming back every day until finally she did see the risen Christ standing there. He didn't tell her where he'd been. He didn't tell her what he was doing. He was just there. And that's how we have to experience the resurrection. In fact, it's a spiritual practice that I have that I would recommend to all of you. On my worst days, I spend some time just meditating on that empty tomb, yelling out into that void my frustrations, my anger, disappointments, and fears, throwing it all out there, realizing that I'm not going to hear anything in return, that it's just empty. In that moment when I can finally let all of it go, something begins to change. There begins to be a little bit of an opening in my heart, like there was for Mary Magdalene. Once I'd let go of all of the things of the world, find room for hope, find room to actually experience the resurrection and see Christ risen from the dead, find the option to actually hope that it was not all in vain, that in the end, death cannot defeat us, that the sin and evil that we see in this world does not win, that ultimately God is victorious over it. That's something that we all have to spend some time doing. Spend some time just looking into the empty tomb, waiting for that moment that we can let go of everything. Because so long as we grasp on to our fear, our anger, our hatred, we have no room to see the resurrection. Too bound to this world. But in that moment that we can let all of it go, to lay it at the feet of that void, then there is room for Christ. There is room for us to see that there is hope, that ultimately life triumphs over death, good over evil, and that we can have eternal life, eternal happiness in God's presence. So let us take this moment to let all of those things go, to empty our hearts of all those attachments to this world that we have, all of our fears, and just make room for Christ, to make room for that hope that we can see him rise from the dead and trust that where he has gone, he will take us, that he will take us to eternal life so that we may enjoy his presence, his love forever.